The president of Biodynamic Agricultural West Africa, Efo Selassie Wolame, says genetically modified crops can't be fatal to human health. He told Radio Ghana that even the Western world, which resorts to the use of chemicals for food production, is reconsidering their use, knowing the negative effects they have on consumers. He explains what Biodynamic Agricultural West Africa believes in.
We try to grow food without using chemicals whatsoever, and food and animal products, we try to grow them without using chemicals, but we use herbs and animal droppings in enhancing the soil quality and in controlling pests and diseases, so that the food that comes to the shelf or the table is not contaminated with any chemical or fertilizers.
Then you don't agree with those who resort to other artificial chemicals in producing foods and other things?
We are at parallel with them. We don't agree with them at all. Yeah, we believe they are killing us gradually, and they are also polluting the environment. That is our stand.
So have you made this known to the relevant authorities to prevent those people you claim they are killing us with their activities?
For now, we think the best way is to practically demonstrate that. So we haven't gone official to condemn it outright. So we came up with this association of biodynamic enthusiasts, and we've been holding pocket of talks with farmers, especially smallholder farmers, to be wary of the chemical, its damage to the environment, to themselves and their family, and even the food they are eating. And we are making some grounds.
Efo Selassie Wolame also mentioned some of the researches that have been conducted on genetically modified crops.
There are empirical evidence which pertains to the serious replication of genetically modified crop. Dr. Apart Puzati, the world's foremost expert on plant lactin, that is a defensive protein that kills insects and other invaders. And this man is the author of 270 published peer-reviewed studies, and a former research fellow at the Rowett Institute in Scotland. He agrees that genetic modification is not a science, as is being said. Now, what he says is, he said it is just an empirical method of gene splicing that produces a product that could be sold commercially, cautioning the world that GM food are dangerous.
This is a research done by one scientist.
Yes.
And you are speaking with me here in Ghana. Have you, tested this research at the local level?
Yeah, at the local level. When I was young, I lived with my grandfather. We grow maize. At the end of the season, we extract the good seeds and we store it for the next season. Now, as I speak, it is no longer like that. The maize that it is being parceled in the polythene, when you buy it and you eat it, you will die. When you plant that maize, it has to go with a special fertilizer and pesticides and weedicides. So as soon as that maize is grown and we eat it, you cannot save the seed.
On World Food Day, Efo Selassie Wolame said food security is crucial. Agriculturists and farmers should therefore endeavor to produce quality food crops and not just increase food production.
Yeah, I think it is critical that we point this out, that let's not be swept by the tide and said genetically modified food is good for us. And we should also be wary about the way we are pumping fertilizers, inorganic fertilizer and pesticides into our food chain. It is ruining the food and it is killing the environment too. So we should sit up and see if we can make a U-turn to produce more organic food, which we call biodynamic food, that is more wholesome.
Efo Selassie Wolame is president of the Biodynamic Agricultural West Africa. He was talking to Rita Ampabing Tete.